Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, first question. So kind of talk to me a little bit about, they originally went to Temple, correct? Were you in with them prior to them going to Temple?
So I spoke to both of them in high school at Brick Memorial, knowing that both of them, with their ability, probably had some higher looks at the time. They actually both went to Milford Prep Academy for a year, and then from there went to Temple. But, you know, speaking to both of them, having Billy Walsh here, who was a teammate of theirs and a good friend, obviously helped once they went to Milford and then to Temple, and then realized that they were looking for, you know, a new opportunity. So kind of figured talking to them in high school that they were going to go probably a little higher, but still wanted to make sure they knew who I was, knew who Del Valle was.
So then talk to me a little bit about how do they get back in touch, or how do you come back together where they say, you know, this isn't maybe right for us and we'd like to give you guys another look.
So with them, you know, having Billy here, like I said, was a big piece for us. They actually contacted Billy and said, hey, you know, I'm looking to leave Temple. And having known them, once they got their permission to contact and their release, you know, started talking to Anthony at first because he was the first one to you know, leave Temple. Had him up for a visit again. He said, yeah, coach, I'm definitely coming. And then once Mike realized after the spring at Temple, kind of got in touch with him as well and kind of all came together.
When you first start recruiting them, did you know twins? Did they jump out at you? Were they kids that, I guess, did you first go to look because you'd heard about them, or were you recruiting and they came on your radar?
So they're Brick Memorials in my area, my recruiting area. So obviously before I went in, you know, had our list of guys that we were interested in. And like I said, with them watching their film, they just popped right away and kind of had an idea, hey, they're probably going to be maybe a little higher. But, yeah, I mean, just, you know, those two, Billy, there was a couple other guys at the time. But, you know, just wanted to make sure that we talked to them.
How much was it a struggle for you telling them apart at first?
Definitely tough. Kind of like Coach Freco said with Anthony, the way I always tell apart now, Anthony always has a hat on. So for me, early on, it was, all right, there's Ant because he's got the hat on. Once they got comfortable, though, and getting to know them, there are definitely some differences where Anthony's a little bit more outspoken. But at first, though, definitely pretty tough.
On the field, same type of player. Could you tell them apart if they didn't have numbers just by how they played the game?
That would definitely be tough because they're very similar. They're both just aggressive. They're both just tough and mean on the field. I think they are similar, but they do have some differences where I think Mike is so quick. His first step is just so fast. Anthony also has that quickness to him, but Anthony has that toughness, which I think really, you know, for us this year, him playing inside where, you know, a little bit out of position where he's probably more of a natural defensive end. But, you know, with Mike and with Christian, you know, having Anthony's toughness, being able to move him inside, you know, kind of really is what sort of separates them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.